from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Milwaukee Brewers still hanging on to a one-game division lead despite losing to San Francisco last night 7-4 at Miller Park. The Giants scored three runs in the first inning off Yovani Gardo and never trailed after that.
It definitely doesn't help when you go three runs in the first inning and your pitch counts out. You know, it's already up there, so it's just a matter of, you know, making pitches. Like I said, I mean, obviously, the walks didn't help. You know, that's the first time I've had that many walks in a while, I think.
Carlos Gomez and Chris Davis homered, but it wasn't enough. The two teams will square off again tonight. St. Louis also lost last night, so the Brewers keep their one-game lead. Pittsburgh moved to within a game and a half, and Cincinnati now within four after both of those teams won yesterday. The NFL preseason begins in full swing tonight. A couple of interesting games. Denver will host Seattle in a rematch of last season's Super Bowl, while the Harbaugh brothers square off, the Ravens hosting the 49ers. Packers begin preseason play on Saturday night at Tennessee. The PGA Golf Championship at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville tees off this morning. Tiger Woods is going to play despite pulling out of last week's tournament with a bad back. He'll be paired with Phil Mickelson and Padraig Harrington for today's round. U.S. Open winner Martin Keimer, British Open winner Rory McIlroy, and Masters champ Bubba Watson all in the same group today as well. The Woodchucks lost at Lakeshore last night 2-1. They're in Duluth tonight. Kenosha, the team chasing the Chucks for the playoff spot, also lost. And both Plover and Marshfield begin Great Lakes regional play in Terre Haute, Indiana today in American Legion baseball. Marshfield taking on Galesburg, Illinois, and Plover plays Terre Haute, Indiana tonight. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.